You're with Sarah McDonald on ABC Radio Sydney.
We do know that taxis can get a bad rap from time to time for refusing short fares. But has it happened to you at the airport? It's not a great welcome to our city, is it? Or for those who are coming home with great relief. Comedian Adam Hills has tweeted about an experience he had at Sydney Airport in the last day or so. He got refused by two taxi drivers because he wanted to go somewhere nearby. The first guy said, "Hey, just order an Uber." In the end, I withdrew cash and had to offer to pay a third guy extra to take me. Is this normal or legal? He asks. Now, Adam Hill says he was going to get a new prosthetic, and the headline he suggests on this story is, "Sydney taxi driver refuses to take one-legged man to prosthetic centre because it's too close." That's his suggestion. It all ended well. There was love when he finally did get into a taxi, but we thought we'd check this for you this morning. 1300 222 702 is our number. Nick Abraham is the CEO of the New South Wales Taxi Council. Hello.
Good morning, Sarah.
This is not legal normally, but is it different at the airport?
Not at all. The same rules for rank and file pickups do apply at the airport as it does outside of the airport, and that is whether anybody is picking up a taxi off the street or walking up to a taxi rank, the driver must accept a fare and cannot refuse any passengers, regardless of the distance or where they are going.
But Nick, we all know that it happens. I mean, I've been refused fares when I've said where I'm going. You do hear of it happening a lot, don't you?
Look, we do know the majority of drivers are out there doing the right thing and looking after the passengers. Unfortunately, you're right, Sarah, we do hear of cases where drivers, we do have what we call rogue drivers, and they are a handful of drivers who are out there thinking they can take the rules into their own hands and behaving in such a way. And look, we have seen a number of measures. We are quite serious about stamping this behaviour out of the industry. And we've looked at things like increasing penalties from $300 to $1,000. We're also nearing a year now since the introduction of the driver complaints hotline introduced by the Point-to-Point Transport Commission. But that's not enough. Yeah, we say more needs to be done. And we want to have the ability, Sarah, to actually identify repeat offenders, those rogue drivers who think they can do this sort of behaviour and get away with it, and remove them from the industry completely.
Okay, we'll talk about that hotline and what people can do in a minute. But do you think that this could be happening perhaps around the airport more, because do taxis have to wait a long time in the queue at the airport, so it's not worth them just taking a short trip, then they've got to go back to the end of the queue?
Yeah, look, we do know that there are cases where drivers do have to wait for, in many cases, lengthy periods at the airport. And there was a short fare system that was operating for many, many years at the airport that would almost, reward or incentivize drivers who might pick up a passenger and drop off within a time-based or distance area within a perimeter. And if they had come back, they would be able to, beat the queue and, as an incentive, go back and pick up the next passenger. Unfortunately, that system is no longer available at the airport. I do understand we are looking at other measures to try to bring a similar concept back in. But the point is that drivers need to be aware that they go to the airport by choice, you know, and if they're going to wait, you know, for an hour or 2 hours or sometimes more, you know, they can't take that back out on the customer or expect the customer to fund their time for being at the airport. They are just against the rules, and it can't be done.
One texter says, "Short distance have always been an issue. I remember telling taxi drivers in the city I was going to Annan Grove. Then when the seatbelt's on and we're moving, I say, 'Oh, no, it's Annandale.'" We're talking particularly around the airport this morning with Nick Abraham, the CEO of the New South Wales Taxi Council. It's pretty unusual for a driver to suggest an Uber to a passenger. I mean, that's how kind of like the good they were feeling about saying no.
That concerns me, Sarah. I mean, we know for a fact that, you know, we love the fact that we're seeing many customers coming back from rideshare to taxis. And you know what, Sarah? They're coming up for that exact reason, because the fact that rideshare is permitted and allowed to surge price and charge passengers what they want. Passengers, in many cases, don't want that. They love the certainty and the confidence that when they get into the taxi, the driver uses the meter, and whatever's on that meter is what the passenger pays. Now, this is not the way to welcome back those passengers, and this is why we want to deal with it accordingly.
Yeah, it's not a good way to start your trip to Sydney. Deirdre's here from the CBD. What happened with you, Deirdre?
Oh, hi, Sarah. I got a taxi from the Four Seasons Hotel on George Street to the bottom of Macquarie Street was where I wanted to go. The concierge hailed the cab off the rank. He told him where I was going. The driver drove out of the Four Seasons onto George Street, then stopped the cab and said, "Get out. You only have to walk up there through Circular Quay, and that's Macquarie Street." I was on a walking stick after having a knee replacement. That's why I was getting the taxi. I could not walk that far. So I said to him, "No, I'm sorry. I can't walk that far. You need to take me." Well, he just screamed and yelled every four-letter word you could imagine. But I've listened to your programs often enough, and when the Taxi Council people have spoken and said this is against the law, I refused to get out of the cab. He eventually drove me after 10 minutes of abused me all the way home, and then yelled at me when I got out of the cab. Anyway, I walked around to the front and I took a photo of his licence number. And I went inside and I did ring the Taxi Council, I think it was, and I put in a complaint. It ended up that he lost his licence because there were numerous complaints against this fellow.
Okay, but, well, there's the system working, I suppose, but that's a terrible experience for you, Deirdre. Yeah.
It was absolutely horrible. And when I was taking a photo of his licence number, he drove the taxi towards me.
Okay, well, I'm really glad that he has lost his licence there, Nick. So the system working against Deirdre there, but then working for her because he lost his licence.
Yeah, Sarah, firstly, I want to apologise for Deirdre because that's just horrific to hear that type of experience. And this is not what the taxi industry stands for. This isn't what the majority of those drivers, you know, and I do understand Adam had a more pleasant experience coming back to the airport, which is fantastic. And that's the standard that we all stand for. And that's the sort of experience we want to deliver. But can I just make a quick point too in Deirdre's case there? Yeah, it's great that this driver's licence was taken away from them. But unfortunately, it's just as easy now for that driver to go back and apply for another license with another taxi company and get behind the wheel. And that's the bit that we are trying to stop, Sarah. We want to remove the ability for that driver to drive not just a taxi, but any point-to-point service at all. Unfortunately, at the moment, the regulations don't allow us to do that. And we are calling for the government and the Transport Minister to introduce those additional measures to help really, truly remove these and weed out these rogue drivers so that we can get on with providing the great experience that we all stand for.
Okay. And if you have a driver complaint, it's 1800 500 410.
That's correct. Yeah. And also, please note as much details as you can, including the plate number like Deirdre got, the brand of the taxi, and the date, time, and location of where you had that incident. And please make those reports. It's a 24-hour hotline. Stickers are mandatory inside and outside of taxis. And there's also a QR code to make it easier for you to be able to report that complaint.
Okay, well, I'm going to take some calls now because a lot have come in, but we should say yes. In the end, Adam got into another taxi, Alexandria to Mascot, and the taxi driver said, "I would have taken you despite any distance. I gave him a healthy tip and we told each other we loved each other." A little bit of positive energy goes a long way. Thanks for your time this morning, Nick Abraham.
Thank you, Sarah.
Nick Abraham is the CEO of the New South Wales Taxi Council. Now, Julie, this is what we love about ABC Radio Sydney. Julie saw all this happening with Adam at the taxi rank yesterday. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how are you going?
Gosh, what did it look like from the outside?
Oh, look, it didn't really look like anything bad. I just couldn't work out what was happening because he seemed to be walking away from the taxi rank and going off somewhere else. I didn't know what was going on. I thought it seemed really strange and I wondered if there'd been some problem. But I have to say that I actually catch taxis now from the airport because I have had such trouble with rideshare, you know, not turning up, not doing anything. So I actually, and also too, when that happens, there's nothing you can do. There's no recourse. You can't speak to anyone. You can't do anything. And so at least with the taxis, I know if anything goes wrong, I can call and something will happen as a result of it. So, yeah, it was interesting. It was awful to see what happened to him, but I didn't really know what had happened to him, what was going on. But, yeah, I would certainly be catching cabs from the airport rather than the alternative.
Fair enough, yes, and usually it's good with cabs. Quite a few texts saying they've had lovely drivers and all worked out with Adam. They told each other that they loved each other. Thank you for our eyewitness, Julie, there, who was at the airport when this was happening. Paddy and Lidcombe, you have a suggestion?
More than a suggestion. I think I just have to refer back to one of your earlier callers who said she had a problem with a rideshare and there was nobody to call and nothing to do. That's not correct. That you can, you know, it's 2023. The way that we interact with services now like this is through an app on your phone. For some reason, the taxi industry in Australia that was introduced to all this technology 20 years ago and refused to get on board is still working on the basis of you hand over a credit card, you hand over cash, the cab stops in a no-stopping zone, they won't, you know, the drivers aren't rateable. I haven't caught a cab in Sydney for 10 years.
Right.
I won't do it.
Well, I've had some lovely drivers, but thank you for your insights, Paddy. He says they do want to weed them out, and they do often just go to Uber when they're like that guy that was expelled who was picking up our lovely listener who just had a knee replacement. I'm getting other texts about people who have had moon boots on and no one would take them a short distance. Girlfriend in the city, she ended up having to walk, consumed with rage, which masked the pain. Out bloody rages, says Lee. And Elise at 12 to 9 on ABC Radio Sydney. Oh, you live in Mascot. How the heck do you get home from the airport?
We've actually found the bus is the most reliable option. I've had that same experience with rideshare where I've stood there and had cancellation after cancellation. They do that after accepting the ride and seeing it so short. And honestly, I feel a little guilty taking a taxi when it's such a short ride and I know they've waited for a while. So the bus is great. I can wheel my three-year-old out the door in her stroller onto the bus all the way to security and she stays in that stroller, which is pretty essential for me. But my parents live in Brighton-le-Sands, so again, a very short trip, and they've gone back to using taxis. They've been very happy with the service, always reliable for
Excellent. A pickup. All right. Yeah, there's always public transport. Thanks, Elise. Adam Hills, comedian that you will know and love from Spicks and Specks and many other shows, had a taxi incident at the airport. Now, it made him as grumpy as menopause can do, and he's here to tell us the story in person now. Hello, Adam.
I had hot flushes. It was awful.
Yeah. Well, you know, this was the problem. So you got refused by two taxi drivers at the airport because you didn't want to go far.
Yeah. And look, I wasn't really thinking. I was getting fitted for a new prosthetic leg. And my prosthetist, because I grew up in Sydney, the guy who's always made my prosthetic legs is in Sydney. He's at Alexandria, which is right near the airport. So I flew up yesterday so I could have the appointment because, you know, I wanted him to make my leg. And I got in the cab and got in the first cab and said to the guy, look, I'm just going to Alexandria, please. And he just went, oh, mate, don't do it to me. And I was like, what? And he said, oh, it's really nearby. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm really sorry. And he went, this is what shocked me. He went, can't you just order an Uber? And I was like, firstly, I've never used Uber in my life because I always want to do what's right by the cab driver. Mm. And I was like, mate, are you seriously telling me to get out of your cab and order an Uber? And he went, oh, go on, it's too close for me.
Was there a big queue? So would he have had to go to the back of a really big queue to wait for a fare?
Probably, because then I got into a second taxi and as soon as I said Alexandria, the guy just went, no. And so I got back out. And then I kind of spoke to the guys at the taxi rank and one of them went up and talked to the first bloke and managed to convince him to take me. And I was like, I don't want to get back in the cab with that guy. I've just sworn at him. I don't trust him to drive me anywhere. And so I ended up going to a cash machine, taking out a whole bunch of cash, got into a third cab and said to the guy, look, I'm going to Alexandria. I know it's really close. I will pay you extra money if you will take me.
How much extra?
It was a £20 fare and I paid him, $20 fare and I paid him $40.
Oh, Adam Hills is with us. I love the headline that you suggested on this story. Sydney taxi driver refuses to take one-legged man to prosthetic centre because it's too close. Thank you for writing your own headlines.
Well, I wasn't going to kick off that. I mean, I kicked off about it on Twitter, but it wasn't until afterwards and someone said maybe you should have pulled the disability card. But I thought, well, what if it was someone who was, you know, more restricted physically than me.
Yes.
Like, I'm lucky enough that I can get around, but what if someone else had flown in to get a new prosthetic leg made and the cab driver had gone, no, I'm not going to take you?
Well, we had a woman who'd had a knee replacement who had a terrible experience call up this morning, and this guy swore at her, drove the sort of taxi out, chucked her out, basically. She couldn't walk very well at all. Not good.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you've got to take into account the people, you know, some people might not be able to walk that far.
Mm.
Like, you know, there's certain tests that the government do before you can get a disability card, and one of them is how far you can walk. So, and look, to when I did get in the third cab, the guy said, look, to be fair, he said, I've been waiting here for 2 hours. So I understand that it's a long, 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 long queue. But when I went back from Alexandria to the airport, I had a lovely cab driver And I said, what would you have done? And he was a lovely Iraqi man. And he said, I would have taken it. He said, because you never know what the next fare is going to be. And then he said, they used to have a system there whereby when you get in the cab, they find out where you're going. If you're going near the airport, they give you a ticket that you give to the driver.
Yes.
And then when he drops you off, he can use the ticket to get right back to the front of the queue again.
Yeah, that's what the Taxi Council said. They want to bring that back. My texter says, if I was a cabbie, I'd take Adam. I'd keep him hostage for a friendly chat plus lunch, and then I'd give him a free trip.
There's probably some other criminal offences going on.
You should have said, don't you know who I am? Look, I'm sorry that was your welcome to Sydney, but you've got your new prosthetic now. Is all good?
I have to go back again next week
another
fitting.
Any taxi drivers listening, please show him the love. Show Adam Hills the love.
By the time I got out of the second cab or the final cab that took me back to the airport, we'd had such a lovely time. I gave him an extra $20 tip anyway, and he was, oh, I love you, man. I was like, I love you, my friend. So, you know, swings and roundabouts.
That's good. We need more love in this city after what's happening in the world.
You're with Sarah McDonald on ABC Radio Sydney.